ready.
Woohoo, we're having fun.
It's overcast. It's a wonderful day. It's Monday. Took the weekend over in Tooth and Carry. Think about my mom. And her knee. We'll get her computer back up and going. Gives her a wonderful opportunity, I suppose. Let me show you it this way. Opportunity to get her computer. redo everything. Do it all differently. I decided to set up what she had. There was an opportunity to move the stuff a little more cloud-based, but that's okay. Let me tell you, cloud-based has been a wonderful term for me, so it's hard to complain. We're in the middle of a bit of drought. It's kind of tricky. I don't know if that's down. That's pretty dang hard. We'll find out parts of course. Anyway. It's always good time to just kind of decide, sit down and say, oh, man. I gotta go. And try another thing. Of course, the mom's quite long. I don't know how in 6 years and believe in that anymore. At some point, you do. It's a common thing. And there's gonna be big sweeping changes. A lot of people just retire. Especially if they're to come. A lot when we, New Mexico State, moved from a conglomeration of different software to a solution there, and there was. It was a bit of an exodus. Two people just saying, you know, I don't want to learn something new. You know, very understandable. Don't have to. People who are pretty much already had enough time in to retire. So, been a very interesting circumstance here in New Mexico. I'm not unhappy at all. But I left New Mexico State. Recent budget cuts. Extension took a big hit. And there were no openings available. You know, they were simply letting attrition happen and not filling positions. And that doesn't bode well for, well, for hardly anything. So it's a good position to get out of. Nobody got pay increases. I got huge ones. And I think that goes to taking matters into your own hands instead of being a a person that just accepts what happens. But you can say, nope, because I'm gonna continue making more money. I do it in an interesting way. I'm still employed by people, and they I fear I get a bit of a reputation for not staying in an organization for very long. You go, what is the sense to stay with an organization that's not really going to reward your loyalty year to year? You know, you can give me a certificate, and that's nice. That's beautiful. Glad to hear it. You know, I've got several needs coming up. The biggest one is, you know, my pension's based on the best 5 years. I've got, not quite 10 years left until I can really retire without much of without much of a problem from one of these organizations. But the pension's based on how much you made in your best 5 years. And it's like, well, the most important thing is to boost your income. And that means you seek other jobs. I just might be very, very upfront about it. People go, oh, wow, this is a whole different philosophy. And you go, it's called the winning philosophy. Got to make this. You have to understand that those institutional loyalties are not going to be rewarded. They will simply, you know, it's not because these aren't wonderful people. I'm not saying that. It is that you personally, for your family, you have to do things that sometimes organizations don't like. That's hard. You know, and they can say, well, Eastern isn't going to hire you back again. I said, you know what? You should make these promises that you're not prepared to keep. I said, if you have something that needs to be done, and I'm the right guy to do it, it would be stupid to say, well, we've got a standing policy that we don't hire back people who come and then leave, and then come and then leave. And you go, you know, that's up to you. I'll gladly go someplace else. Trust me. Almost every other organization pays better than you do. I said, so I think we should put the table. I said, the chances of me coming back to help you guys with things is on the low side. But I can, you know, I'm not going to say that. Very well come back. Taking on this, taking on some challenges. I put some challenges ahead. I think it's pretty universal, so that's not, I'm not saying anything specific about Easter. But there are going to be challenges ahead. Plenty of people don't like challenges. Oh, no, they don't want to do that. Oh, that's too hard. Oh, I think I'm going to retire. So that's okay. That's their choice. But change. There you go, too. I get a kick out of challenges. I don't know. It's kind of sticking the head. But yeah. You have to pay me? Uh-huh. You got to pay me. Simple. Very, very simple. Anyway, so, you know, and not with any kind of thing. I know the circumstances of Easter. I know what you guys are trying to do, I think. You want to be the low-cost leader? Yeah. So that's a tricky road to hoe. That means you've got to have all your little ducks in a row. And you just have to operate on less. Fewer people. I'm going to document everything I do. All the things I've learned. They'll be available to me. Because I don't know. My title doesn't look appropriate. I'm not respected in my field. In my field. Another word in that title should say engineer. I know what's coming up. I'm going to work everything. And I were even thinking about, well, I was thinking about it. I think Lisa was a little worried. She doesn't like me consulting because the money's unsteady. She can't depend on it. the way her world works, money has to come in a dependable clip all the time. And, so, I have to combine a regular job with any consulting I do. And I was the person to say, you know, this adjunct teaching is cute, but I'm not going to be able to. I don't think I'm able to do both. That's just reality. The point really is to make a lot more money, although that would be welcome. The point is to lock in a good place in the pension scheme. That's what's most interesting, is the ability to do that. Anyway, so I'm going to take a couple of my things.